This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Massive criminal justice reforms passed by the legislature 2 years ago have shed the state's title as the incarceration capital of the nation. Sentencing changes, including increased access to probation and parole, are also saving the state millions of dollars.
In the first year, it was 12.2. Now we're projecting in excess of 17 million.
Corrections Undersecretary Thomas Bickham told the House Appropriations Committee Monday officials expect that number to keep growing. 70% of savings have to be put back into the criminal justice system to help provide educational and rehabilitative services for prisoners, so that once they get out of prison, they don't come back. Right now, those reinvestment dollars are targeted at the five parishes that make up about half of the state's prison population. Jimmy LeBlanc is the secretary of the Department of Corrections.
If we're going to make this money work, we can't spread it out throughout the state. We have to concentrate it in those areas.
That means the majority of the money is being spent on prisoners from East Baton Rouge, Orleans, Jefferson, Caddo, and St. Tammany parishes. But there's some concern about where those dollars aren't going. Representative Dustin Miller of Opelousas supported the 2017 reforms, but he says prisoners from his parish won't benefit from the reinvestment dollars.
How can I tell a prisoner in my parish that, sorry, if you was in St. Tammany Parish, you would have access to this, but you're here, so you don't?
LeBlanc says he has to narrow the focus.
I can't get to everybody with the funding that I have.
According to LeBlanc, the next phase of the program could begin soon, reaching prisoners from 8 more parishes, including Lafayette and Calcasieu. That expansion would reach nearly 80% of the state's prisoners, but not those in rural parishes like Miller's. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.